Give me your thoughts. First of all, I got to start with the introduction. It was pretty pulsating. What did you think?
It was electrifying. I mean, for the first time, us being back on the floor in front of our fans, it was great. The fans, they were great. They were great from the beginning all the way to the end.
Offensively, it seemed like you guys were pretty in tune. Normally, it's the defense that's ahead, but I thought the ball was really moving.
Yeah, well, we got a bunch of unselfish guys that love to see each one another, succeed offensively. And we want the best shot. There's so many good shots that guys can create for their own, but we want the best shot, the great shot, and pretty much guys got that tonight.
What do you think about that reaction from the fans?
It was a great reaction. The fans are great. They've always been great, and even when I was going, it was great, so I know that.
Are you surprised by 17,000 at a scrimmage?
No. No.
That's amazing.
It is. Yes.
LeBron, you seemed, even in warm-ups and then in the game, you seemed to be doing a lot of coaching and talking and that. Is that something you feel that you need to do more of and will do more of this year?
No, it's not that I need to do more of. It's just who I am. It's just part of my leadership. That's all. Just making sure guys are in tune to what's going on. And we want to just try to get better every single day, not waste the opportunity. And tonight was another opportunity for us to get better, and we didn't waste it.
Well, I see, you don't feel like this was – not a special moment, but it seemed like you got a bigger plan ahead. Why this didn't just stand out to you?
Say that again.
Why is today's just the event and you coming back, first back time to Cleveland, why it seemed like it just don't stand out to you right now?
It is a special night. I mean, just because we had an opportunity to play in front of our home fans, and every time we get to do that, it should be special. These fans, they know the game of basketball, they love the game of basketball, and they're going to live and die for their team. And for us as players, we just try to play the game the right way and just give them something to cheer for.
LeBron, you're from Israel, making a story about Coach Black. Maybe a few words about the method that he brought into the Cavs, and what do you think about him so far?
I think he's a guy who knows what he stands for and knows what he believes in, and he's very confident, and you can respect a guy like that. Obviously, it's still only been a few days, so we all learn each other. Including the coaching staff, not only Coach Black, but the rest of the coaching staff and the players as well. We're all learning each other, but we're great to have them.
Defensively, LeBron, what do you guys need to do? It's early, and tonight was more about offense and that, but defensively, what do you guys need to do to get better?
I think communication is the biggest thing we can do defensively. When you communicate, it can make up for mistakes. When you're not communicating, you can have breakdowns and guys start pointing fingers or looking around. And I've always been on some pretty good defensive teams when I was here, when I left, and hopefully, while I'm here again, we have to defend in order to win. Obviously, offensively, we're going to be very good, but we have to defend too.
Well, can you talk about Kevin's outlet passes?
There's no one in the league that does that like him. No one. And he has the ability to get a rebound and look up the court, to take the ball, look up the court with his outlet passes. The two-hand chest pass, 94 feet, there's no one like him. I played with D-Wade. He threw the football pass or the baseball pass full court. He was very, very, very good at it as well. So, to have a guy like, Love, it's great.
LeBron, even more special on opening night, but what's it like to be back in this building 4 years later, hear your name introduced in the roar of that crowd?
Well, I really couldn't hear it, actually. I actually ran out before it was my time. the fans were really loud. The PA looked like it was a little down, so I really couldn't hear it. I just felt like, well, I was the last person sitting on the bench, so I guess it had to be my time. But the roar was very well received. I'm grateful to be able to be in this position where the fans can welcome me back like that.
LeBron, with Kevin, can we possibly see the old Showtime type basketball where after made baskets, you guys can get an easy transition hoop?
Well, yeah, we're going to try to get as many easy hoops as possible, but at the same time, we have a system. We have a system in place where, when things become hard, we can execute against it. We can't rely on fast break points. We can't rely on early offense. Obviously, we have the talent where we can make it happen, but we have to have something to fall back on, and that's the system that Coach Black has put in.